Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Broken Social Scene are back with a new album, Forgiveness Rock Record, and it is the fourth for the Canadian collective that has Kevin Drew and Brendan Canning at its heart, along with members of other bands like Metric and Stars. This new album comes after a series of albums with a focus on one writer under the Broken Social Scene banner, like Kevin Drew's Spirit If release. We'll hear a couple of the new songs, but first I sat down with Kevin and Charles Spearin to talk about the sense that this new album highlighted Broken Social Scene as a collective.
I think to a certain degree, I mean, in a way, we're kind of back to being a collective again, because this this record we just did is a little bit more, it's got, you know, pieces in from everybody. We really got to, we tried to get as many people from the old school as well as the new school involved in this record. But in terms of performance, when we tour, we are an 8-piece band now?
9-piece. We got Marty with us, our sound director. Mm. And it was concentrated that way when we were making the album, though. There was 6 of us most of the time, and then people would be coming and going sporadically over the 6 months that we made this with Johnny Mac in Chicago.
Speaking of him, John McIntyre, folks may know his work from Tortoise. He does like some over the top things. He likes the grandiose a little bit. And how did you start working with him, and why were you interested in his touch?
Well, Charlie and I met over his band Tortoise.
That's right.
When I was 19, how old were you?
I was 25.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 38 in a couple of weeks.
Okay, wow. So it meant a lot to go down there for us, that was for sure. And Chicago was a huge influence on us.
We bought pretty much everything on Thrill Jockey Records, and of course John McIntyre was a huge part of that. And so, I don't know, 15 years ago, he was a huge influence on us. And it was really exciting to sort of go into his studio, all of us together. We were kind of like kids going in there saying, that's the John McIntyre.
We were running around asking about all the naming songs and asking what he used and pointing at gear and saying, did you use this on this track? Did you use that? The first time we were there, we kept complimenting him a lot. And at one point he just quietly turned to me and he said, Kevin, I don't take too well to compliments. And I just looked at him and said, well, you're with the wrong people.
You're going to have to get used to it.
Because they're going to keep coming.
You know, talk about working as a collective. Did he almost become part of one as working on these songs with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
He took it to the next level. He really wanted this to be the best experience for us, and he wanted to make the best record that we could make. So halfway through the record, it became quite apparent that he was invested as much as us.
Hmm. Now, you know, I'm looking at, you know, Forgiveness Rock Record. Does that kind of a vibe have anything to do with how it got titled?
Yeah. I mean, you have to understand, over the last 10 years, there's been lots of amazing things and the highs and lows of how life goes when you're growing up. But it is the reason we're still here. Mm. And we wanted to touch upon something new age, or it wouldn't have been Broken Social Scene. So we use that as an example of us just trying to, we're into movements. we go all over the world. We thought we'd choose a theme, and we thought that was an important one, especially with the climate of everything right now.
Kevin Drew from Broken Social Scene. Here they are in the studio with a performance of Sweetest Kill from the new album Forgiveness Rock Record.
I thought you were the sweetest kiss.
Broken Social Scene in the studio with that version of Water in Hell, another one from Forgiveness Rock Record, and our thanks to the band for joining us today. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.